It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 7th, 2017. Today is the birthday of John Deere, the American blacksmith and inventor of the first commercially successful steel plow in 1837. His company would grow to become one of the largest agricultural and construction equipment manufacturers in the world. Deere was born on February 7, 1804, in Rutland, Vermont. After a brief time at Middlebury College, he was apprenticed in 1821 to Captain Benjamin Lawrence, a successful blacksmith, and he entered the trade himself in 1825. He married in 1827 and fathered 9 children. Deere settled in Grand Detour, Illinois. At the time, he had no difficulty finding work there due to a lack of blacksmiths in the area. He also found that cast iron plows were not working very well in the tough prairie soil, and he remembered the needles he had previously polished by running them through sand as he grew up in his father's tailor shop. He came to the conclusion that a plow made of highly polished steel and a correctly shaped mold board would be better able to handle the soil of the prairie, especially its sticky clay. There is an alternate version of the inspiration for Deere's famous plow. In that one, he recalled the way the polished steel tines of a pitchfork mowed through hay and soil and thought the same effect could be obtained for a plow. Well, whatever inspired it, in 1837 he developed it and manufactured it, and by early 1838 he had sold one to a local farmer, Lewis Crandall, who quickly spread the word of how well it worked. Subsequently, 2 neighbors placed orders with Deere, and by 1841, he was turning out 75 to 100 of them every year. In 1843, he partnered with Leonard Andrus, but the two soon disagreed on a number of key issues regarding production and marketing and called it quits in 1848. Deere then moved to Moline, Illinois, an important transportation hub on the Mississippi River. By 1855, his factory had sold more than 10,000 of the improved plows, and his invention became known as the plow that broke the plains. John Deere always insisted on making a high-quality product. He once said, "I will never put my name on anything that does not have in it the best that is in me." Later in life, he focused most of his attention on civic and political affairs. He served as president of the National Bank of Moline, a director of the Moline Free Public Library, and was a trustee of the First Congregational Church. Deere also served as Moline's mayor for 2 years, but due to failing health, he refused to run for a second term. He died at home on May 17, 1886, at age 82. To learn more about this remarkable man, I suggest Neil and Jeremy Dahlstrom's The John Deere Story, published by Northern Illinois University Press in 2005. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 7th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.